Wall Street Journal/NBC poll, healthcare for illegals least popular policy in 2020 race. By John Binder on September 23, 2019. The most unpopular position in the 2020 Democrat presidential primary is a policy forcing American taxpayers to provide free healthcare for 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the United States, a new survey reveals. According to the latest Wall Street Journal/NBC News poll, when all American voters are asked to rank 12 policies from best to worst, a plan to provide taxpayer-funded health care to all illegal aliens, endorsed by Democrat frontrunners like Joe Biden, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, ranks as the least popular among the bunch. The journal notes, of 12 policy ideas tested in the poll, providing government-sponsored healthcare to undocumented immigrants was the least popular among the broader electorate, with 62% rejecting it. In a June Democratic debate, all 10 candidates on the stage, including Messrs. Biden and Sanders, raised their hands when asked to back the idea. In the new survey, it was supported by 64% of Democratic primary voters but only 36% of voters overall. Emphasis added. As Breitbart News estimated, providing free health care to every illegal alien in the U.S. would cost up to $66 billion a year or $660 billion over a decade to American taxpayers. Already, Americans are forced to subsidize illegal aliens' medical costs to the sum of almost $20 billion a year. The Urban Institute's Linda Bloomberg, a health insurance expert, told the New York Times that such a policy providing free health care for every foreign national who crosses the U.S.-Mexico border or overstays a visa would drive a migration of people with serious health problems to the country. Similar polls conducted in recent months found that American anywhere between 60 to 63% of swing voters oppose offering free health care to illegal aliens, as well as 55 to 59% of all U.S. voters. The Wall Street Journal/NBC News poll of 900 registered voters was conducted between September 13 and 16 with a margin of error of +/+3.27 percentage points. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.